You're listening to an African Elements top news story for March 10th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Ruto's $1 billion peace fund, will Africa end Western military power? President William Ruto of Kenya stood before the African Union in early 2026 to deliver a historic mandate. He serves as the African Union champion for institutional reform. His message was clear and urgent. He urged member states to grow the African Union Peace Fund to $1 billion. This proposal represents a major shift in how the continent handles its own safety. It aims to end the long history of relying on Western military forces to solve African problems. The movement seeks to address what Ruto calls permanent war systems. These systems currently devastate places like Sudan and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. For decades, external powers have shaped the security landscape of the continent. Ruto argues that these interventions often freeze conflicts instead of resolving them. By building a massive sovereign fund, Africa seeks to gain the agency to act independently. This initiative is a bold step toward the dream of a fully united and self-reliant continent. The idea of an African-led military force is not a new concept. It dates back to the very beginning of the post-colonial era. In 1963, Ghana's first president, Kwame Nkrumah, proposed the creation of an African High Command. He believed that a unified military was essential to protect newly independent states. He wanted to shield the continent from the entanglements of the Cold War between the West and the Soviet Union. However, many leaders at that time feared losing their national sovereignty to a central authority. Instead of a unified military, the Organization of African Unity adopted a policy of non-interference. This policy meant that the organization would not step into the internal affairs of its members. While this protected national leaders, it often left the organization helpless during times of mass violence. The continent watched as crises unfolded without a collective response. This period highlighted the tension between the desire for unity and the reality of individual state interests. This historical struggle for self-determination continues to influence modern policy decisions. By the 1990s, the failure to stop major conflicts forced a change in strategy. The Organization of African Unity established its first formal peace fund in June 1993. This was a recognition that peace requires dedicated financial resources. When the organization transitioned into the African Union in 2002, it became more interventionist. It adopted a policy of non-indifference regarding war crimes and genocide. This shift was intended to allow the continent to solve its own problems. Despite the strong rhetoric, the money to fund these missions did not come from within. For many years, approximately 98% of the African Union peace and security budget came from external partners. The European Union and the United States provided the bulk of the funding. This created a situation where the continent could only launch missions that Western donors were willing to pay for. This financial reliance meant that African priorities often took a back seat to foreign strategic interests. It turned the dream of independence into a reality of continued dependency. The current push for a $1 billion fund is driven by urgent crises. Sudan is currently experiencing the largest internal displacement crisis in the world. Over 12 million people have been forced from their homes due to the war between military factions. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, violence continues despite decades of international intervention. The United Nations spent $9 billion on its mission in the Congo over 20 years. However, that mission failed to bring lasting stability to the mineral-rich region. President Ruto argues that these external missions are often ineffective. He describes them as frozen because they operate under limited mandates from faraway headquarters. These missions focus on maintaining a status quo rather than rebuilding broken societies from the ground up. Ruto believes that African-led forces can be more muscular and agile. They can take the necessary steps to neutralize armed groups and protect civilians directly. The new fund would provide the resources to sustain these high-impact interventions without waiting for foreign approval. A major goal of the $1 billion fund is to reduce the footprint of foreign militaries. Currently, there is an exponential increase in foreign military bases across the continent. The United States alone maintains 29 military facilities in various African nations. These facilities range from large drone bases to small tactical hubs. Currently, the United States under President Donald Trump continues to maintain this significant military presence. Critics argue that these bases prioritize foreign security interests over local democratic stability. African leaders are becoming increasingly concerned about these entanglements. They worry that the continent is becoming a theater for proxy wars between global powers. The presence of foreign troops can also fuel local resentment and provide recruitment tools for extremist groups. By funding its own security, the African Union hopes to reclaim its sovereignty. This movement is a vital part of the fight for self-determination that has defined the continent for generations. It is a rejection of the idea that Africa must always rely on outsiders for protection. The 2026 proposal introduces a new way to raise money for peace. RUDO is moving away from a model based on charity and toward one based on investment. The fund seeks to involve African financial institutions and the private sector. For example, Afreximbank recently pledged $210 million to support the initiative. Other major companies like Ethiopian Airlines and Standard Bank Group have also made contributions. This shift recognizes that peace is a requirement for economic growth and market stability. This approach treats peace as a public good that benefits everyone. When there is conflict, businesses cannot operate and the economy suffers. By contributing to the Peace Fund, corporations are investing in the safety of their own markets. The fund is managed by an independent board of trustees to ensure transparency. This structure prevents any single donor from controlling the military strategy of the African Union. It is a collaborative effort that draws on the wealth and ingenuity of the entire continent. This model mirrors the collective resilience found in the diverse cultures and traditions of the African people. One of the most important parts of RUDO's reform is the focus on root causes. Historically, the African Union kept its security structures and governance structures separate. This created institutional silos where military action was disconnected from political reform. The 2026 plan proposes merging the African peace and security architecture with the African governance architecture. This merger acknowledges that military peace is not sustainable without honest government and fair elections. Bad governance is often the primary trigger for new cycles of violence. Issues like election fraud and corruption can quickly turn a stable nation into a war zone. By merging these structures, the African Union can treat security and governance as a single issue. This proactive approach aims to stop wars before they even start. It focuses on transforming educational systems and political institutions to serve the people. This holistic view of peace is essential for creating lasting change across the continent. The African Standby Force is the military arm of this new security vision. It is not a traditional standing army that stays in one place. Instead, it is made up of pledged units from different countries that remain in their home nations. These units are organized into 5 regional brigades covering the north, south, east, west, and central parts of Africa. They are designed to be ready for rapid deployment when the African Union Peace and Security Council gives the order. The goal is to have these forces on the ground within 14 days of a crisis. This speed is critical for preventing genocide or large-scale human rights violations. However, the force has faced challenges with logistics and airlift capabilities in the past. It often lacked the equipment and money to move troops quickly across vast distances. The $1 billion fund is intended to solve these problems by providing reliable funding for training and equipment. It will allow African nations to provide the first response to any threat on the continent. Raising $1 billion requires a high level of commitment from all 55 member states. To ensure this happens, President RUDO is advocating for a stronger sanctions regime. This plan includes penalties for countries that fail to pay their required dues to the African Union. These penalties start with losing the right to speak in meetings and can lead to the suspension of membership. RUDO believes that these consequences must be automatic and non-negotiable to be effective. The reform also pushes for the Kigali decision to be mandatory. This decision requires a 0.2% levy on eligible imports to go directly to the African Union Peace Fund. Historically, some countries have been slow to implement this tax. Ruto's plan seeks to automate these payments through the African Export-Import Bank. This would move the funding from unpredictable national budgets to a stable and automated system. By making the payment process transparent and public, the African Union aims to hold every leader accountable for the collective security of the continent. The proposal for a $1 billion peace fund is more than a budget increase. It is a declaration of independence from a long history of external control. President Ruto and other African leaders are working to fulfill a dream that began over 60 years ago. They want a continent where African soldiers protect African citizens using African resources. This initiative acknowledges the painful lessons of the past while looking toward a more stable future. It seeks to end the permanent war systems that have caused so much suffering. The success of this fund will depend on the continued unity of the member states. It requires a shared belief that the destiny of one African nation is tied to the destiny of all. While challenges remain, the progress made so far is encouraging. The fund has already grown from nearly zero in 2016 to over $600 million by the end of 2025. This momentum shows that the continent is ready to take charge of its own peace and security. By reducing reliance on Western military entanglements, Africa is finally creating the foundations for a truly sovereign future. Copyright, African Elements.